And you are listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perel. Emergency rules banning evictions in California during the coronavirus pandemic are set to end on September 2nd. But some counties have already started processing evictions on tenants. They had lost in court before COVID-19 struck, often for missed payments in February or March. The LA County Sheriff's Department has about 1,000 eviction orders in play. And this afternoon, activists from the LA Tenants Union have gathered in Hollywood to prevent one of those evictions from happening. Alex McElvain is a reporter for Knock LA, a news publication run by the progressive nonprofit organization Ground Game LA. He joins me now from the scene. Alex, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's good to have you. Tell us what's going on there. What do you see?
Yeah, so what I see is about 25 people, largely members of the LA Tenants Union Hollywood chapter, basically just hanging out in advance of LA sheriffs showing up. They're making signs. There's a bullhorn here, but people haven't been using it. People have been doing outreach to people in the neighborhood to let them know what's happening here and what they can expect. But overall, it's a pretty calm scene.
Right now, 4:45 in the afternoon. Any idea when this is supposed to happen?
Yeah, it is and was supposed to happen this afternoon. So there was a notice of eviction, a 5-day notice, served on August 3rd. Nobody has been out since, except for yesterday, a sheriff's deputy came out to, I was told, basically sort of check in, and he said that if there was any agreement that was going to come to between this tenant and the landlord, that he recommended that it happen between now and what is currently this afternoon.
Okay, gotcha. Tell us a bit more about the tenant who is set to be evicted today. How did he end up here?
Yeah, the tenant's name is Dan. He has been a resident at this unit for 20 years. Last March, he experienced a case of identity theft. He had been paying his rent via direct deposit, and apparently that didn't go through, the news of which was relayed to him when he received an eviction notice. There was no, you know, direct conversation between the property management company and Dan. Since then, he had been trying to pay. He had continued to pay, but when he let the property management company know that there was a shower, you know, that there was work that needed to be done on the property, they came again with another round of evictions, and since then they've been unwilling to take his money.
So what is the LA Tenants Union planning to do to prevent this eviction, and what do they give as the reason?
Yeah, they have not said specifically to me what their plan is for should the sheriff's deputies arrive today and enforce this lockout. What they described to me was a sort of broader, we're going to see what happens and figure it out as we go. They told me that one of their intentions was to see what happens when the sheriff's deputies see that, quote, the neighborhood is with the tenant, mm-hmm. and see if they escalate, to sort of show one of their aims here is that they want to illustrate, should the deputies continue with the lockout, that evictions are, quote, violence, mm-hmm. And to see the willingness of the sheriff's deputies to escalate should people prevent them from carrying out the lockout.
Sure. You know, L.A., Orange, and San Bernardino counties have all started processing these orders of pre-COVID-19 cases. And as I mentioned, there are about 1,000 of these in L.A. Are tenants' rights advocates trying to make a practice of blocking evictions?
They absolutely are. That was one of their big messages to me, that this is what they refer to as the tip of the iceberg, and that they're hoping that more people will join in with them to prevent future lockouts as become necessary.
What does the LA Sheriff's Department say about this, about whether they have the authority to not enforce these court orders?
If they have made public comment on it, I'm not aware of it. I reached out this afternoon for their stance on enforcing these evictions and was told to get in line and haven't heard anything back since.
All right. So what about landlords in this case? I mean, do we know what the landlord there in Hollywood is saying about this action? I mean, I know in general, landlord groups say that property owners have had to endure months of unpaid rent and that some could even lose their properties.
Sure, yeah. The property management company wasn't willing to talk to me. I left a message with with somebody involved at the LLC that owns the property. I wasn't able to reach him directly, but one of the organizers here, Colin, relayed to me that he admitted that they don't expect to be able to fill this room in the next 2 months. The tenant, Dan, is asking for 2 months to secure mm-hmm. his own housing. He is disabled and doesn't want to be evicted into a pandemic. And this person, Andrew Apfelberg, told Colin, who relayed to me, that it's not about the money, that it's about the principle in this case.
And what kind of support can LA Tenants Union provide if the resident is in fact evicted this afternoon? Just quickly, if you can.
Yeah, of course. They are not a large organization. They subsist on membership dues. They would provide largely the same amount of support you would provide to a friend. They have this. They have Daniel connected with an organization called PATH, which provides pathways to housing.
Sure.
One of the organizers here helped him move some of his stuff into storage yesterday. That sort of thing. Connecting with organizations and, you know, personal, emotional, and financial support. There's been talk of doing a fundraiser if necessary. You know, keep him in a hotel until he can find a longer-term housing option if he should be evicted.
All right, gotcha. Alex McIlvaine is a reporter for Knock LA, a news site run by a progressive advocacy group. Alex, thanks again for coming on. We appreciate the time.
I appreciate you having me.